TCC Youth Program Coordinator Katina Charles introduced the speakers, warning convention attendees about the difficult subjects they'd cover.
Depression, suicide, sexual abuse that's happened. There's a lot of sensitive subjects that people don't want to talk about. And you're going to be hearing some stuff that's going to be heartbreaking, but needs to be heard.
One of the youth presenters, Jocelyn Patsy, described her struggle as a survivor of sexual abuse, including a lack of response from TCC when she reached out for help.
They said they will call us back, and that was over 5 months ago. Within those 5 months, I had more mental breakdowns than I can think of. I have nightmares almost every week of what had happened to me. Sometimes it is so overwhelming that I have thoughts of suicide. I needed that counseling then, and I need that counseling now.
Patsy added that she knows others are suffering the same situation and urged TCC to step up before it's too late.
How many more people are we going to lose to suicide because they did not get the help they need?
Patsy's words drew a strong response from TCC President Victor Joseph, who began by saying he was sorry on behalf of the organization.
And I can only apologize for what you did not receive, but I can promise this, that we will be fixing our system. When somebody needs help, they have to get it. They have to get it.
Joseph went on to single out men at the convention, angrily calling on them to take responsibility to stop abuse.
Our women in here are not supposed to be hurt, but us men, we do it. We do that to the ones we love. It has to stop.
Joseph praised the youth delegates participating in this week's convention, also pointing out a group of emerging leaders who assisted them.
Did you see the emerging leaders standing behind the younger ones? That's what we're supposed to do.
The youth concluded their presentations with a song.
We will be singing Cool Out, composed by Emily Asmalka. She composed this song for her son, and in this song she says, I asked for your help, but you didn't help.
The Tanana Chiefs Conference Annual Convention continues through Thursday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.